entrepreneurship means that anybody can do anything despite what's going on with you personally. Like you, you're sitting here doing this podcast. You're a form of an entrepreneur and you're doing it and you're out there just doing it, right? And there's people all the time that are otherwise passed over or looked past that are doing things that are unusual.
Welcome to the Wheel With It podcast with your host, Devin. At Wheel With It, we are dedicated to exploring DEI issues in a fair, balanced, and fun way. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. My name is Devin Wieters, and today we have a man who pretty much does everything. Gregory Shepherd is on with us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Now, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. And I usually say, tell us what you do, but tell us what you don't do, because you do everything.
My family is a mixed family, foster and adopted people. And we grew up in Oakland, California, which is in the 80s. It was a dangerous place to be. And so I used to get beat up all the time and called names and everything. And then my parents moved us to the mountains. And so my mom bought some property in the mountains, and we lived on the property in tents while we built our own house. And then we lived off of the livestock that I raised and the milk from the goats and the chickens, eggs and stuff like that. And then I had a really hard time in school because I have autism, dyslexia, synesthesia, and savant syndrome. So I didn't do very well in school, and I had to go from school to school all the time. And then finally I was able to graduate from high school in a continuation school, but I couldn't go to college. So I joined the Navy, and I got kicked out of the Navy because I have asthma and all the other stuff. And then I started building businesses. So I've built and sold 12 companies and won 4 private equity awards for transactions between $250 million and $1 billion. So then I was trying to give back. So I went in to politics to try to help women and other marginalized people of color, disabled people, et cetera, get into Congress. And I got really frustrated with politics. So then I went and started helping founders because that's what I had done my whole life. So the first thing I did is write a book. When I say write a book, I dictated a book to the machine and then had people help me with it. So I authored it, but technically I did some of the writing, but not that much because I read and write at a fourth grade level. So then I started a school for entrepreneurship to help people that can't get a normal job start businesses. And that school is called Startup Science. And then we power different people in that world. And then every year I choose a challenge. I choose something every year that I think is impossible. Because I think every day is impossible. And so I done everything like wrestled crocodiles, swam with sharks, climbed El Capitan, ran a marathon, stuff like that. And trying to tell people that you can do things that you think are impossible. And then I also did a TED Talk. But anyway.
There I am. Where did you wrestle a crocodile? And I will not be doing that anytime soon because I know they're amazing animals, but a new one. So
they are scary and powerful. And I did that in Florida. I did bullfighting in Mexico and a lot of things. Swam with the great white sharks, a lot of things over the last since I was my first one was to graduate from high school. So I've been doing it ever since then, every year.
So how did you decide to do all these things? The businesses, all the stuff that you do.
The businesses I decided to do, I couldn't do anything else because I couldn't get like a regular job because I have stimming and I don't learn things the same way other people do. And so I couldn't get a job. So I had to create a job for my own self. And that's how I started getting into businesses. And then the other things, I got into doing them because for some people like us, every day is an obstacle at trying to get through the day. And some people weigh more than other people. And so I thought to myself, I am going to make it so that instead of being afraid of what the day could bring, I'm going to go do things that I'm afraid of, so then I'm not afraid of every day anymore.
That is amazing. So tell us like about some of the businesses you started. Like, what's your favorite one? It's all on your website. People can go. We'll link it in the show notes. What's your favorite?
The one I'm doing now. The one I'm doing now is helping people build businesses. So not just people that, you know, fancy people that go to fancy colleges, but also like people like us who have things that people look at and they don't understand that we're not what we look like or the way that talk or appear to people. The concept of entrepreneurship means that anybody can do anything despite what's going on with you personally. Like you, you're sitting here doing this podcast. You're a form of an entrepreneur and you're doing it and you're out there just doing it, right? And there's people all the time that are otherwise passed over or looked past that are doing things that are unusual. And you are one of those people and I am one of those people. And I am really have so much admiration and respect for you because you're doing something that is really unique and you're speaking to a group of people that need to have a voice. And I'm really grateful that you allow me to be on your podcast. And I'm really grateful for what you're doing too. So I just want to pay respects to you.
It's an honor to hear you say that. I never know how to take that when people say that to me, but thank you. So what would you say to like employers about hiring people with disabilities?
I say to people that if the majority of people see things in the world or the world or business or whatever in a certain way, if there are people that see it a different way, then that means that those people bring a competitive advantage. So hiring people or working with people that are different means that they add a different lens onto what you're doing in business, that all the people that are nimble, they see everything the same way, but neurodivergent people, divergent meaning different, neuro being brain, different brain, see things differently. So we can add a competitive advantage to people that are where everybody's seeing everything the same way.
That is amazing advice. You also gave a TED Talk. Is that correct? What's the TED Talk about?
Yeah, the TED Talk was like, so I knew about some of my diagnosis, but I didn't know about autism. My mom was a special ed teacher, and when she passed away, I found the folder, like this blue folder with my diagnosis, but she didn't want anybody to know because she didn't want me to be put into a certain group or whatever. So when I found out about that, it took me a long time to come out of the closet and tell everybody, because I was scared that people were going to not want to do business with me or whatever, or think that I was dumb or something like that, like when I was a kid. But then I did the TED Talk to come out of the closet and tell everybody, look, I have all these things, but I've done pretty amazing stuff. And so you shouldn't discount other people just because they have these things too. And so the TED Talk was a way to talk to my people, our people that have these things, and say to everybody, what is in our minds are different than you're misunderstanding us. And what's in our minds is different than what we can show on the outside. Or like for me, sometimes it's really hard to keep, I have problems putting together my thoughts and assembling them in a way that other people can metabolize. I always have to translate the way I'm thinking. And so there's a delay all the time between what I'm thinking and what I say.
I have to translate it for the nerd. Whoops.
Okay. It's hard, right? Because they don't understand, like for us in our brains, right? Our brains are like dimensional and there's like all kinds of things happening, like a spider web of like things, thoughts going everywhere. But words are just linear. They're like one word in front of another. But we think of a whole bunch of words at the same time and we have to crunch it down. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's so frustrating. And then I get stuck on three words at the same time, trying to go through a little funnel where one word can only come out of my mouth. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I see it in my kids too. My kids are also on the spectrum and I see it in them. And I just feel so bad because I know it's going to be so hard. But at the end of the day, I'm glad that I have the things that I have. And I heard people say, you don't say that you are autistic. You say you have autism. But I don't agree with that because I think that autism is part of who I am. And I'm proud of that part of me. I don't want to hide from these things anymore. And I'm not going to. And I'm just telling people because people need to know that we have superpowers and our differences is what makes us unique in the world.
That is amazing. What else have you done?
I worked in politics, done all these different adventures. I swam a marathon. I ran a marathon. I climbed the tallest piece of granite, rock climbed the tallest piece of granite in the world. And then I did all these businesses and worked in politics. I met Barack Obama twice.
And how did you get that opportunity?
I was doing the politic thing and I was working, trying to focus on getting people into Congress that are underrepresented. And I did really well. And so they invited me to go meet him. And so I went and met him and he's a cool guy. Like when I first walked up, I was having a lot of tics, a lot of autism. Like I was having a hard time and the Secret Service came over and then Obama came over and he said, hey, it's okay. And then he gave me a hug and he gave me like, he treated me really super respectful and super kind. And it was a really amazing, something I'll never forget.
That's cool. We don't really do politics on this podcast. So we're not saying whether we agree with his policies or not, but that's so cool.
Yeah. Regardless of politics, I meant the first Black president and a president of the United States, which is a big, whatever, who you believe in.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any cool behind the scenes Obama stories that you could share that won't get you in trouble?
Yeah. I can tell you that he smells really good. Yeah. I don't know what the cologne is, but he smells really good cologne, like a really good cologne. And it's real. You feel like you're really talking to somebody. But the whole thing was very scary for me. I have a hard time just getting through airport security. And there was a lot of security. Yeah. So it was a little bit, I had to take Valium to get through it.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That is really awesome. So is there anything else that you want to cover that you want to make sure that
I want to ask you a question. I'm really interested. What made you start the podcast? What made you get
that? That's a long story. It started as a Survivor Recap podcast, which on that note, I have a Survivor YouTube channel coming to season 46. So any of you Survivor watchers out there, check that out. But I started a Survivor Recap podcast because I just have always wanted to produce stuff. And I love to produce stuff. Ever since I saw Jeff Probst on Survivor that first time, I'm like, I want to do whatever he's doing. So I started a recap podcast. Let's just say my recap skills the first go round were not up to snuff. They will be this go round, but the first go round they were not. So I switched it to a podcast about DEI, and that's pretty much the story of the pod.
That's really cool. I really appreciate you telling me. I'm always inspired by people who have a diagnosis and are out there doing what they want to do, even though it's hard and sometimes people aren't supportive. But I really think you're wonderful, and I really appreciate you having me on your podcast. And I just really appreciate that you're out there doing this. Thank you so much.
I know it was a short interview, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed being on because I enjoyed having you. And we will see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to follow the show and our guests on social media and subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app using the links in the show notes. Please remember to rate and review us. See you next time.